in the news today, 46 families will be gifted homes in Central Pines, Abaco, according to Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis. He said the land lease for the development of the homes is being finalized by the Office of the Attorney General and that a subdivision in Murphytown is also under development. He said the Disaster Reconstruction Authority and Department of Lands and Survey are evaluating available properties for the development of permanent housing in Sweetings Key, McLeanstown, and High Rock in Grand Bahama. The DRA, which he said has identified temporary housing solutions for Abaco and Grand Bahama, will erect domes and container housing units in those zones. Two 60-acre sites in Marsh Harbor and Wilson City have been identified for permanent housing, he said. This is Dequianne Carroll for Global Impact News. While wrapping up his 2020-2021 budget debate, the Most Honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis had announced that the Public Hospitals Authority management is completing a set of priority capital projects for the urgent renovation of several patient care areas. He also said during this budgetary period, the government has allocated $30 million toward the phased redevelopment of the Rand Memorial Hospital, major improvements to the physical environment of PMH, and areas of Sandilands Rehabilitation Center. Of this total, $21 million is earmarked for the Rand Memorial Hospital, and $59 million is allocated for the phased redevelopment of the Princess Margaret Hospital and Sandilands. National Food Distribution Task Force providing emergency food assistance to vulnerable Bahamians and residents. The government has injected $1.4 million into the National Food Distribution Task Force since the public-private group was established to provide emergency food assistance for vulnerable Bahamians and residents affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The task force is delivering emergency food assistance for 12 weeks from the 1st of June to the 31st of August of 2020. The government is funding 85% of the cost for food distribution, and its NGO partners are funding 15% through donations to their respective organizations. In order to facilitate the coordination of the food distribution plan, zones have been established. New Providence has been divided into four major zones and Grand Bahama into five zones. Other zones include Abaco, Eleuthera, the Northern Bahamas, and the Southern Bahamas. This is Dequianne Carroll for Global Impact News. The government of the Bahamas wishes to inform the general public that the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture's National Youth Summer Program has been cancelled, and they do apologize for any inconvenience caused. Police investigates an armed robbery. Police on the island of New Providence are seeking the public's assistance in identifying and locating four male suspects believed to be responsible for an armed robbery, which occurred on Monday. In the first incident, according to reports, shortly after 11 p.m., a female while on Domingo Drive was accosted by two men clad in hoodies, one of whom was armed with a silver handgun and robbed her of a cell phone. The suspects made good their escape on a bicycle. Investigation into this matter continues. In a second incident, according to reports, shortly after 9 p.m., a male while riding on Chenille Avenue was accosted by two males, one of whom was armed with a silver and black handgun and robbed him of cash. The suspects made good their escape, and investigations into this matter continues. Police recover dangerous drugs. The efforts of the men and women of the Royal Bahamas Police Force resulted in the removal of dangerous drugs from the street of New Providence on Monday. According to reports, shortly after 6 a.m., officers from the Drug Enforcement Unit acting on information went to the Bahamas Department of Corrections, where they conducted a search of a vehicle which belonged to a prison officer. The officers recovered a quantity of suspected marijuana. A further search of the officer's residence was conducted, where an additional quantity of suspected marijuana was recovered. That officer was arrested and taken into custody. Van, what's going on with traffic?
With a look at traffic now, we are into the 9 o'clock hour, and suddenly more traffic is in the street. That's a Matabala Highway exit onto Tony's Point, darling, is backing up. Got that usual backup going on there. If you're in line there, you know it's a slight wait and slow ride out of there. Gladstone Road has a bit of a delay as well, but nowhere near that of Samalabala Highway, and you will be getting out onto JFK in minimal time over there. No real delays, just a bit of a slowdown. Same thing getting out of Carmichael Road onto Blue Hill. You will be slowed down by the traffic light, but no real delays. Getting over the hill at Blue Hill into the roundabout at the Independence Drive intersection, now that's a bit slow, but once through that intersection and once through that roundabout, your ride along Blue Hill Road is pretty easy and carefree. There are no delays that are showing out there at this time. Traffic running slightly slow along E Street, but no congestion as yet. Same thing as for Wolf Road. Wolf Road is usually a good barometer of how the inner city area is moving. Traffic is slowed a bit due to the increasing cars getting into the streets, but still yet no real congestions. Nassau Street, especially the northern end with that rocky terrain due to road construction out there, is really slowing cars down who chose to move through that route. Nassau Traffic Report in service of J.S. Johnson. If you're looking for a quote online, visit jsjohnson.com direct quote page. Get an online quote for your home, your auto, commercial property, and more. With your eye to sky look at traffic and VAAA using our drone and satellite network, keeping a track of what's going on the street so you know exactly what's happening out there.
Thank you, Van Ferguson. Here's a look at Wednesday's weather outlook. It's partly to mostly sunny, hot and hazy with a slight chance of isolated showers, with a daytime high temperature of 93 degrees and an overnight low temperature of 81. This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Have a great day.